What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ravens and Cowboys preseason game number two is tomorrow night. Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. The six-pack of players we're looking forward to seeing tomorrow. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
This became a little bit larger than a six-pack for me because I lumped a couple guys in. My six is Trenton Simpson and Teddy Buchanan. Do either of these guys show me anything that leads me to believe that they deserve to be on the field more than we saw the second inside linebacker a year ago, especially when we've talked so much about the fact that they have so much secondary depth that, that there might not be a second linebacker on the field very much.
Might not matter. I thought about those guys. They didn't make the cut, lumped in or individual. This guy did not make it for me last week. He is going to make it this week, though, and not because he picked up a sack when Anthony Richardson couldn't look to his, bother to look, to his left and his right. But I think Ajabo, man, like as much as some people are excited about the sack, like I don't know. Like I
that sack was when Anthony Richardson.
I don't know that. All this playing time is going to mean a lot. There's been a lot of years where they've played guys a lot, and it's just been a precursor to, you know, them finding something for them in trade. Either way, though, I think he is going to play a lot. It's a Cowboys front that had its share of issues last week against the Rams. And, I think there'll be opportunities for him to show something. Will he or won't he? I don't know. And will it actually matter come roster cut down here? Maybe not, but I want to see what he can do.
Number five.
Last week, I didn't put him in because I was like, I think he's going to struggle, and it's the first game, and it's not that big of a deal anyway. So I didn't put Cooper Rush in last week. But I am going to put in now, and it's not just because he's playing the Cowboys, but it's because I think he'll get a longer run here. I think it's because they know that Leary thing can't go on, for the better part of 2.5, 3 quarters or whatever. And I do think he's going to look at this as his last opportunity to play a decent amount and establish a little something before he goes into mothball. So I'm interested to see them pass the ball more and more effectively with Cooper Rush at the helm.
My five is part of your six, David Ajabo, but I also put Adisa Isaac in that same lump. These are two guys they drafted on day two. Now they say they're healthy. We haven't seen either of them do anything on a football field. Can these guys, and again, the Ajabo sack was on Anthony Richardson last week. So can these guys show this team anything or show the fans anything tomorrow night?
Number four.
Daniel Fa'alele, and I don't usually put offensive linemen in here, but man, oh man, he's had a really tough week from fan base, from some media. Can Daniel Fa'alele put some good stuff on tape tomorrow night?
The trippy bump? Can he get a trippy bump?
The trippy bump.
We're simpatico. Fa'alele at four. Normally wouldn't be thinking about it so much, but in a drama-free camp, this has become like a issue du jour.
Yes.
And Monk went to bat for him emphatically. So let's see him scrap. You fight for Monk like Monk fights for you.
Damn right.
I'm going to lean Jason because Cooper Rush, I'd really like to see him take a step forward. Like we can say that the inconsistent training camp and the first preseason game, no big deal, but I'd like to see him start to make some strides as we get closer to the regular season.
We are going through the six-pack of Ravens we're looking forward to seeing in the game tomorrow night in Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
Struggle with the order of these three, but I kind of felt like they all had to be there. I don't know what this guy could do to trump what he did last time out, so that's why I put him at three, because I think it'd be hard to even come within a country mile of what he did last
country
game.
Country mile.
But Mr. Wester, come on down. Let's see you on offense. Let's see you on special teams.
We are simpatico once again. LaJonte Wester, what does he do for an encore? I was an advocate for just putting him in the mothballs for the rest of the preseason because you don't want him to get hurt in a fake punt return. But now that we know he's going to play, let's see what he can do tomorrow night.
Number two.
Big Looper kicking on the road. What does he show the Ravens? What does he show the fans? Does he not stub his toe? Does he drill the field goals in Dallas tomorrow night?
Yeah, I thought our order might be off by one here. I thought about going Looper here, but it's a dome. It's perfect conditions. You know, it's not like
first ever road game.
Hostile environment.
That's right. It's good. Yeah. You know those fans down there. They come out and they're angry in the preseason.
Well, I got them higher.
Okay.
I got Mike Green at two.
Oh.
You're making my argument for me.
Yeah. I was being facetious. Yeah. But yes.
Sounded pretty believable. I'm going Mike Green at two. I don't think Mike Green's going to play the whole game, whereas the guy I have at one is going to. We know that because unless he gets hurt, I mean, there's no backup to Looper.
Stout.
I got Mike Green at two.
Number one.
I put Big Looper at one. He's getting the whole game. Kickoffs, field goals. Let's pick up where we left off, making that one from 50-plus. He had another good week of practice. But let's face it, he's in the spotlight like nobody else on this roster. So Big Looper's number one for me.
Your two is my one. My one is your two. Mike Green is number one for me. I just hope he continues to go out and impress, continue to flash in these games.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, you guys had pretty similar top threes, but Cooper Rush gives you the edge there, Jason.
Thank you,
see,
Cooper.
See, now you get a win, and you're just like, oh.
By the way, our top four was pretty simpatico.
What do you want me to do, Bone? Well, what can I do to make you feel better?
If I would have said I say 10-1, that you would have been losing your bleep.
Thank you, Bone.
Yeah.
From every part of my being, every fiber of my existence, I want to sincerely thank you for acknowledging what I do all the time, which is provide a better list with better content.
Yes.
You get around to acknowledging it sometimes, and I'm glad this is one of those times.
It's shocking that he thinks his lists are always better. Jason, I am curious, is there anybody on Dallas you're looking forward to seeing tomorrow? Like Joe Milton?
I'm a bit of a Joe Milton guy. But I'm on the Ravens in the first half, so I want to see Joe Milton. I want to see Joe Milton peed on his leg. No, he probably won't, though. He'll be, I think he'll look better than Anthony Richardson. I think he'll look better than Daniel Jones. I think he'll look better than Riley Leonard. No, I don't think much of Dallas. I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about Dallas. And I don't really fancy their roster.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Especially not the depth of their roster, which is what we're going to mostly see in this one.
Dallas famously had an opportunity to sign Derrick Henry a year ago, chose not to. I think their running back is Javonte Williams this year. Like they go into another season, like kind of ignoring the running game.
Yeah, I don't know if Jerry's still ticked off by all the money he gave Zeke. I don't know.
They were all in last year, but they couldn't come up with Derrick Henry's number at a 2-year
under market value contract. Couldn't do it. Got to know where to draw the line, Bone.
Got to know when to hold them, when to fold them.
And when to splurge on that Munana nut.
Yeah. Still not officially out yet. Bone, when we getting that?
We're never going to find out.
Smitty Highs.
He's about to go to Greece.
Ah, man.
A lot can happen over there.
Yeah.
I hope.
Heard they're famous for their Munana nut over in Greece.
That and tzatziki sauce.
Yes.
Will you be listening on the Odyssey app, you think? Like sitting on the beach or walking, you know, or in the Acropolis?
I can promise you the fan will not be crossing my mind in Greece.
Is this your first?
I don't believe you.
Is this your first time?
You don't believe me?
No.
You think I'll be listening?
Yeah.
You're a little crazy. Bit.
Is this your first time overseas ever?
First time in a different continent, yeah. First time.
Wow.
Ever.
How you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm fired up, man. I've never been on a trip more than a week. I haven't gone on a trip a week long in several years at this point. I'm fired up. That's easily going to be the best trip of my life.
Are you going to be putting a lot of stuff on social media? Are we going to be able to live vicariously?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm just not that guy.
That's why I'm wondering.
I need to.
We're not going to have any updates on what's going on over there for 2 weeks.
I am going to force myself to take more pictures because I'm so horrible at taking pictures. And with all the money that I am spending on this trip, right. I want to have some memories of this trip for sure. But yeah, we'll see.
Ravens and Cowboys tomorrow night. Ravens finish off at least the fan portion of training camp.
From Smitty Highs.
Fans longer are coming to training camp, but they'll go into regular season mode soon as week three of preseason is coming up next week. And then
Smitty Highs. Before you go.
Ravens met with the media at the beginning of the week talking about this game, talking about training camp thus far. We'll get a little best of du jour of training camp next here on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.